Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. What you're hearing are wild turkeys. Two wild turkeys have been roaming around the NDG burrow since late 2024. But since Christmas Day, they've been roosting on one tree on Regent Avenue, between St. Jack's and Upper Lachine, and one woman has taken it upon herself to be their protector.
I'm fairly nurturing at heart to begin with. Usually it's towards other people, but these two turkeys just, they've captured my heart for what reason, I don't know, but I'm here for it, and they don't seem to be bothered by me as much as they are by others. And I think that's because I've been respecting their space and I've been doing my research to know what triggers them and what doesn't. So I'm here for the ride.
Meet Tricia Bartley, a school teacher who lives in front of the turkey's nesting tree. She's come to be known on her street as the Turkey Whisperer.
Some people may think it's a little unhealthy, but I have really become a little protective of them, making sure that they do roost at night. I stand out on the street at night to make sure cars don't hit them because they're not always seen at dusk. And once they're in the tree, then I'm content.
In the neighborhood, the name Turkey Whisperer has stuck for Bartley. In turn, she's named the turkeys Bonnie and Clyde. Every day, Bartley spends her evenings watching over Bonnie and Clyde. She tries to keep them out of harm's way, and she keeps the neighborhood out of their way, too.
There are several incidents. There's incidents almost on the daily of them chasing after people and people being afraid. There have been situations where people have tried to kick them, hit them with bags, squirt water on them. Somebody reported last week, somebody tried to tackle one of them. So it's been quite a stir. They've caused traffic issues here. It's been quite entertaining, but quite fearful for some.
No. Absolutely not. Come over here.
You can hear Bartley guiding the turkeys away from some children on the street here. She's scolding the turkeys, and they're listening. They shuffled away from the kids without incident. Bartley has learned a lot about turkeys and has had regular conversations with Ministry of Forests Quebec and the SPCA. She's confirmed that the turkeys are male and female, she's learned a lot about their behavior, and she's trying to keep the neighborhood informed as well.
I will start by saying that I knew nothing about turkeys except how to stuff and baste them until this happened. I slowly just started watching their behavior and watching what triggered them and why were they chasing people. And then I would do research as to, you know, why they were chasing people and realize it was the certain colors that people were wearing.
Information from Ministry of Forests Quebec confirms that the turkeys should not be disturbed and should not be fed. Mating season is approaching for the turkeys, and Bonnie and Clyde may be looking for an area on the ground to lay their eggs. If that should happen around here, Bartley says she's likely to keep on as a guardian for the turkeys. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.